This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I'm frustrated with all of it. I think just trying to find ways to put us in better spots, design some better plays, call better plays, so we can execute them better. So anytime we're not able to stay on the grass and move the ball and score points, I'm going to be frustrated. So about the same as I am with everything else.
Let's get back to Plumbers 911 Football Monday with Rami Makhlouf on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app. Plumbers 911 Football Mondays are presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and by Busey Bank.
On a Tuesday, a Plumbers 911 Football Monday. Rami Makhlouf with you for the overnight. Special honorary co-host Brian Peronski here from our Cubs for a Cure charity auction. And we're just getting things started on a Football Monday on a Tuesday. We're going to take you right up to Mully and Haw, who are joined by Olin Kreutz at 7, Dave Wanstedt at 7:25, DJ Moore at 8, Brad Biggs at 9. Bernstein and Harris are joined by Anthony Heron at 11, TJ Edwards will join them at 12, Tim Jenkins at 1, and then on the afternoon with Spiegel and Holmes, Kurt Warner at 3, and Jalen Johnson will be with the guys at 5 o'clock. So as always, a jam-packed Football Monday, even on a Tuesday, right here on The Score. Again, Rami Makhlouf, special honorary co-host Brian Peronski with you for one more hour. You can get in on the show after the Bears' 8th straight loss, 30-12 to the Vikings last night in Minneapolis. 312-644-6767 is how you can give us a call or drop us a line in the text line. Got a text here. This goes back to Olin Kreutz's comment earlier in the show when we played you back a segment from our post-game show from Patrick in Gage Park. He says, if everything is the problem, everyone got to go. Polls first, then work our way up all the other polls positions. That's Patrick from Gage Park. And that might be a bit extreme or hyperbolic, but I do wonder, as I watch this thing spiral continually throughout the season, Brian, like how much of this is fixable for the Chicago Bears? Because you look at this roster, and I think this is what we were looking at when this season started, and there are a lot of places on this roster where you go, oh, they got dudes. You know what I mean? Like, wide receiver room looks pretty stacked. Tight ends look pretty good. You can go through just about any unit on that defense, maybe short of the D-line, where we were wondering who was going to provide the pass rush opposite of Montez Sweat. And you could go, oh, they got players here and players there and players here and players there. But we're not seeing the results. And we're not seeing the results both in terms of wins and losses. We're not seeing results in terms of statistically. But just the eye test, when you watch these guys, they're not playing up to the level that we expected or to the expectation or to the draft pick that they were taken with or the contract that they were given or the trade that was made to bring them in here. Like, you can go through position group, guy by guy by guy, and just go, why isn't he better? Why aren't they better? And when it looked like it was so close and things were so bright and we were so optimistic, now, and this is going to happen when you're on an 8-game losing streak and you're 4-10, I find myself looking at this and going, what about this is fixable and how much of this Bears team is fixable in one offseason? 312-644-6767. I know you were trying to be optimistic, Brian, for the last couple hours of the show. So help me out here. Like, how fixable is this for the Chicago Bears?
I've got the optimism take.
Okay.
All right. So one is, as Olin, as you talked about during the post game.
Yes.
Olin talked about he went back and watched all the tape of last year.
With Tyson Bagent.
With Tyson Bagent of our line.
Why they were able to run the ball then and not now.
Yeah. Largely the same line. We've got a lot of injuries right now, but we had some injuries last year too. And what he said was they had a different scheme, right? So certainly for the run game, they had a different scheme.
Yes.
And the guys just played better. So one piece right there is with this same group, you know, largely this same group, we've seen at least a better run game, at least better blocking, right? And so, and I think that was the reason that a lot of people were concerned about the offensive line, concerned about the depth, but not so worried, you know, still bought into the hype and thought this could be a good team. The line seemed serviceable, good enough, right?
Sure.
Darnell Wright had some great games. Tevin Jenkins looked great last year. He doesn't look so great this year, right? So the line may not be as bad as we're looking at it this year, right? You go back and you look at what happened after they got rid of Waldron. We had three division games in a row that we lost by a total of 7 points, right? We had the field goal blocked in Green Bay, the Detroit game, which was disastrous, and the Minnesota game where Caleb looked great in the fourth quarter, led a drive to, you know, get within three. We covered an onside kick, which never happens now. So anyways, they've showed that they can play in this division with this version of the terrible team we've been talking about all
right.
Night, right? And so, look, we could have, you get the right coach in here with the right scheme, do some of the things they were doing last year, get a couple more pieces in the draft. You know, I don't know if you need to look at free agency on the offensive line there. I don't know what's out there. I haven't paid attention to that yet. And there's a version where they're not so far off and these things are fixable.
I like where you're going. I do. Here's the wrench in what you just said, which is, and it was one of my concerns when they were dragging their feet on firing Matt Eberflus. How much of that stink of the Matt Eberflus era, how much of those habits that led to all that losing, how much of the culture and the tone that was set in terms of losing, just losing and not playing football up to the level that they needed to play, how much of that is now ingrained in these guys? And who in this organization, who in that locker room can be washed of that stink? You know what I mean? Because I understand, man, these are human beings. And when a season gets as bad as this one has gotten and gets away from you the way that this one has gotten away from the Chicago Bears, human nature can take over. And you can sort of start to mail it in. You can start thinking about what's my off season going to look like. You know what I mean? That's just something that can set in because we're talking about human beings here. We forget about that sometimes. We think these are just machines that go out there and play football. No, man, these are people that have real emotions and go through the same type of stuff that we all go through. And when a season goes the way that this season has gone, that can be an explanation for why we're seeing the types of efforts and types of games that we're seeing here down the stretch. But how much of that is just who these guys are? How much of that is just is something that's been left behind by Matt Eberflus that you can't necessarily coach out of these guys, that they're just tarnished or broken in a way moving forward, and you're going to have to make some moves and overhaul this thing a little bit to make sure you have that word that Ryan Poles loves to use so much, you have that culture right. You have that tone set in that locker room in terms of the standard, the expectation, the level of preparation and energy and compete that this team is going to have week in and week out. That more than the talent, because I still see what we saw before this season started that had us so excited in terms of the talent on paper for this football team. Now I wonder, and especially when Matt Eberflus has not been the head coach for 2 weeks and we're seeing more of the same, now I wonder how much of this is mental, how much of this is makeup, how much of this is just the cloth that these guys are cut from. You know what I mean? You can be big and strong and fast and know how to tackle and know how to catch footballs. There's a certain mentality that goes into winning football games that I don't think this Bears team has, and I wonder how much of that can be fixed with a new coach and how much of that is going to have to be fixed through some overhaul and some changing of parts in this organization.
Yeah, so I think it's fair to the extent, you know, you're seeing a lack of effort. And as you pointed out, Troy Aikman, Kurt Warner, Hall of Famers, both said they saw it. Take their word for it.
Yeah.
Certainly, they've got a better eye for that than I do. I think it's very fair to look at that this season in these games, right? The last four or five games of a season that is not going to go anywhere, zero chance of getting to the playoffs, and where the players probably went through what we did, right?
Yeah.
Excitement, you know, followed by just complete disappointment, devastation, a series of games where they start to realize our head coach is bad. You know, we don't even know what, you know, we're hearing some of it. We don't even know what else went in the locker room, you know, how bad it was. I think it's probably fair to attribute some of what you may be seeing now to that.
Sure.
But I don't think, and I don't know, I'm you know, we've got.
We're all just speculating here. Yeah.
At least you and I are. I certainly am. Yeah. I'm just a listener. I'm not even, you know.
No, I'm willing to admit that when it comes to when we're talking about the mindset of these guys and their motivation, I'm not in their heads. I couldn't tell you the mindset and motivation of Tyler, who's sitting right on the other side of the glass. I'm not in his head. All I can do is watch your body language, watch your performance and your effort and your level of preparation going into a game and judge off that what I think is going on in your head. And you're right. And I said, this might just be the hangover of a bad season and them playing out the season with that hangover. But some of it might just be that Ryan Poles, while he was scouting football players, was not scouting players and was not either can't put his finger on what makes the right makeup in a guy or just was mistaken in what their makeup was. Something is wrong here. So some guys on this team are just not the guys that they need them to be at this point.
So now that we've got that out of the way, that we're not actually in their heads, we don't know what they're thinking.
Right.
I'll tell you what I think they're thinking. Let me go ahead and speculate.
Please do. Yeah. Speculate away. That's what we do.
I don't think that's something that carries over, right? If you get in the right coaching staff to fix things, you know, run schemes that the team is going to believe in. And we've got a bunch of people where we've seen it before, right? We again, the offensive line, we saw play better than this. Caleb Williams, we just got done talking about how confident and optimistic he remains. And I think that's real. You know, that's who he is.
I do too.
We've seen DJ Moore do a lot better than this. I know he's gotten a lot of criticism this season about body language, but we have seen him be very good and work hard, right? On a losing team too. And so I think that if I'm, you know, since I am speculating on the radio at 4 a.m. about what's going through these football players' heads, I think you can look at it and say they have just been devastated by the coaching staff they had. You know, they bring in this new offensive coordinator who, by all accounts, looks terrible. Also, apparently was a, you know,
never connected with his guys.
Bad communicator, overhauls the running game that they had last year that was working, and it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've got a series of just terrible coaching decisions by, you know, Eberflus. And so I think that's going to have an effect on anybody. But I think nobody likes losing. Nobody wants to lose, right? These guys are professionals. I think you bring in the right coach that is going to connect with them, is going to have schemes that they actually believe in. I think all of that is fixable.
How fixable is this? 312-644-6767. And I'm more talking about the football team. And you, if you look, man, this thing is a wide open platform for you. Any Bears thoughts you need to get off your mind at 312-644-6767. But I'm talking about the football team that they run out there week in and week out, and they're going to have a new head coach, and they're going to have some money to play with. They're going to have some draft picks to play with. But how fixable is this thing? Is it just a few players and some coaches, or are there some more deep-seated issues on this roster than maybe appears to the naked eye? 312-644-6767. That's my honorary co-host for the night, Brian Peronski, winner of our Cubs for a Cure charity auction. I'm Rami Makhlouf. It's Score Overnight on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday, presented by Bosch Power Tools and Busey Bank, and hear from you, the stars of this show, right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Been able to be around him, been able to see the type of guy he is, how much he cares. Y'all only get to see a glimpse of it from y'all's perspective. And then obviously, you know, in the media, and we did Hard Knocks recently and kind of got a glimpse of it. But, you know, the amount that he cares about us, the Chicago Bears, and wanting to win is why my faith is in him and believing in him and, you know, making sure that we get it right. That's a short answer to it.
Let's get back to Plumbers 911 Football Monday with Rami Makhlouf on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app. Plumbers 911 Football Mondays are presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and by Busey Bank.
That was Caleb Williams talking about why he believes in Ryan Poles and the plan that is in place right now for the Chicago Bears, asking you, after their eighth straight loss, 30-12 last night to the Vikings in Minneapolis, How much of this is fixable for the Bears? Is this just a few pieces? New coach and the staff and a couple pieces, a couple holes to plug in on that roster? 312-644-6767 is how you can get in with me, Rami Makhlouf, and my honorary guest co-host for this overnight, Brian Poronski, the winner of our Cubs for a Cure charity auction. Coming up on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday, presented by Bosch Power Tools and Busey Bank. Olin Kreutz is with Mully and Haw coming up at 7. Dave Wanstead at 7:25. DJ Moore at 8. Brad Biggs at 9. That's just getting the day started. Anthony Heron joins Bernstein and Harris at 11. TJ Edwards with those guys at 11. Tim Jenkins at 1 o'clock. And then at 3 o'clock is Kurt Warner with Spiegel and Holmes. And Jalen Johnson joins the guys at 5 o'clock. How much of this is fixable? 312-644-6767. Few texts on this. This from the 407. They need discipline and accountability on both sides. 29 needs to be benched. He already was. The dude was already benched once this season and came right out after that doing stupid crap, getting penalties, getting personal fouls, not making the plays he needs to play. It has been, I'm probably more disappointed in Tyreek Stevenson than any Bear this season. I don't know about you, but I thought they had a guy opposite of Jalen Johnson there, and to me, he's one of the first guys you got to replace this offseason when we talk about how fixable this thing is. I can't trust Tyreek Stevenson going into next year.
So I think that's another thing that, and we don't know, but the right coaching could fix some of that, right? I mean, he's certainly not Jalen Johnson. I think a lot of the things that are upsetting you are stupid decision. He's being a hothead. He's, jawboning with fans in Washington. And if you've got the accountability or the kind of coach that is going to not tolerate that, see that he's that kind of guy, that is something that I think could be controlled, right?
You would hope so.
Yeah.
You would hope so. The funny thing about the accountability is, remember the hits? Hits system,
the hits principle,
the hits, yes. Principle, that's what it was, excuse me, that Matt Eberflus brought with him to the Chicago. That was supposed to be all about accountability, though. That was supposed to be like their holy grail, was this hits thing that was supposed to be all about accountability. And 3 years later, and that's maybe the number one problem with this football team, is there is no discipline and no accountability.
Yeah, I think that was a red flag for me that we had a coach coming in with acronyms. I'll ask you, do you remember what any of the letters in HIT stand for?
I know T was take the football away. All right. I do remember that one. I think there were two I's.
Am I wrong? One I's got to be intensity, I would assume.
I think there might have been two. Or am I thinking of the HITS training program, the high-intensity interval training program?
That's a different
hit. I might be thinking of are there two I's in Matt? I don't even know. Who cares?
Well,
he's not here, and it's for good reason.
Yeah, and in talking about what's fixable, one of the things we didn't go over before the break was the defense, right? And I think that's something else. A lot of these conversations that we've been having have delved into what's wrong with the offense, the offensive line. Do they have the right coordinator?
Tyler says he has the HITS principle over there. Go ahead.
It's one of our pillars. It starts with hustle.
It's actually from
Eberflus. You know, we have a saying here. We play on the HITS principle, and it's really starts with H. You know, the H is the hustle part of it, and then the I is how we play with intensity. You know, the T is taking the ball away,
and
then the S is being smart situationally. So that's the pillars we've had since we've been here.
Do any of that? You kill it right there. They didn't do any of that. None of that. How do you not do it? Well, they did take the ball away. They were pretty good at taking the ball away for a while there, but none of that other stuff. They didn't do any of that. Well,
no. So Eberflus bad gone, but in looking at what's fixable, if you look at the defensive side of it, it's not that bad, right? So game one, the Titans, the defense won the game, right? That's how we started this. And then you've got, I think, a series of 7-8 games in a row where they hold everyone to under 20, right? They let the Colts get 21. And really the only huge blemish on the defense is, you know, I would say Cardinals game, maybe. That's another one where they kind of had to do everything, though. There was definitely a lack of any of the hits principles on that DeMarcado run for the touchdown before the half.
Forgot about that. Jesus.
Last week, bad. You know,
The defense has been on a steady decline since Washington.
I don't know. I would argue
even when they weren't giving up points, teams were moving the football up and down the field on them. And at one point, I think this was either right before or right after Matt Eberflus's last game. I remember finding the stat and saying it to Tyler, and his head damn near exploded over there on the other side of the glass. Teams were converting almost three quarters of their third down attempts against Matt Eberflus defenses. Like, that is an absolute backbreaker right there.
They have been bad against the run. They've been bad against these
the third down,
you know, these screen passes to the running backs. But yes, teams have moved the ball on them, but they've stopped them to a field goal, right?
There was a lot of bend don't break for sure.
You could certainly look at, we've got our three division games before this one. Defense kept us in there, right? Pretty close. They held the Lions, the offensive juggernaut, the Lions, to 23 points. Shut them down in the second half, largely.
Yep.
Right? Stopped them from scoring.
I think that the defensive, and I didn't, well, I guess we should have seen this coming, given where the two units were at coming into the season, talking about the defense like it might be a top five defense in this league. They are closer, I think, than the offense is. When we talk about how much of this is fixable, 312-644-6767. They are closer on the defensive side of the football. And we know that because we've seen it. We've seen this defense perform at a pretty high level. So, yeah, I think they're probably closer on that side of the football. They need some defensive line depth. We don't know what's going on with Jaquan Brisker. They might need another starting safety next year if that dude can't play again, which at this point you do have to wonder if it's a real possibility when he's been out as long as he has with concussion. And then you need at least one linebacker, and like I said, you got to do something about the defensive line and the pass rush along those lines. Here's a text from the 815. Retain Brown, add offensive line, defensive end, offensive line, first three in the draft, fill in with all the monies and cap space on the lines. Yeah, that is where the vast majority of their resources, and they have a lot of resources this offseason, that's where the vast majority of them should be going, is to filling in these trenches on both sides of the ball.
I would have definitely argued that the downhill of the defense started with Washington. They only gave up 18 points. I mean, I know that Hail Mary, they were at 12, but they gave up a lot of yards. And then the Arizona game, they got gashed.
Yeah.
New England, it was okay. I mean, they 19 points, but still just a very disappointing performance.
19 points to that team?
Oh, yeah. I understand. But then the division games were close, but you still gave up a lot of yards.
Yeah.
So I would argue it was well before Eberflus got fired that they started their performance dipped. Ever since the losing streak started, the defense has not been as good.
And I think he lost those guys. I mean, we heard that he lost those guys on the defensive side of the football with his comments after that Washington game.
So many damning quotes from several players that I think he lost that locker room.
And not taking any of the blame for the play that preceded the Hail Mary, the 13-yard out to the sidelines that put him in range for a Hail Mary. And he said, yeah, I don't regret that at all. We were defending the end zone. You were defending the end zone for a 75, 80-yard Hail Mary? Is that what you're telling me, Matt Eberflus, head coach of an NFL football team, that you were defending the end zone on a 75 or 80-yard Hail Mary and not the sideline? Which, that game was on, was that on CBS?
It was Nance and Romo.
Nance, and I remember Romo saying, what you're trying to do here, Jim, what you're trying to do here is get to the sideline and get about 13, 14 yards to make the Hail Mary manageable. Tony Romo knows that up in the booth, and Matt Eberflus is down on the sideline saying, defend the end zone, stop the Hail Mary. Like, what are you even, how did you get to this point when that's how you think as a coach in this league?
Yeah, and Dan Quinn says on the other side, that play was key, right? That was usually.
Yeah, so that, absolutely.
So, yeah, talking about fixing it, I think, yeah, they gave up a lot of yards to Washington, but they only scored 18 points, right? And six of those were on that Hail Mary that I think we all look at as a huge coaching blunder. So, yeah, you get in the defense, you get in a real three technique. You maybe get in another defensive end.
So you're saying a handful of players in the right coaching staff?
I think you get a handful of players in the right coaching staff on the defense. They're going to be decent, right? They're going to keep you in games if your offense can score some points.
That's my honorary co-host for this overnight show, Brian Peronsky, here on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday, presented by Bosch Power Tools and Busey Bank. How fixable do you think this thing is? 312-644-6767. This is from the 217. Poles is riding high from the Panthers trade, and it's the public justification for keeping him. What else has he done because this team is better than what he inherited? By the end of Williams' rookie contract, we will know if he got better, if he got the better end of the trade or not, but I don't trust he can build a team to maximize Caleb's potential. And that is a big if, and I guess you could do that to just about any GM in the NFL or in the world of sports and say, if they didn't pull off that one move, their best move as a GM of their tenure, what would this thing look like? How secure would they be in their job? But I think when this thing is as bad as it is now, second longest losing streak in the history of this organization, you're 4-10. I think that you do have to look at Ryan Poles' entire resume and imagine it without that one trade, because it's really, really not good without that one trade with Carolina that brought Caleb Williams over. Like, it is really not good what the roster that he's constructed and what he's done with all these resources that he has in terms of both the players he's put on the field and the result that he's gotten from them. You take out that Caleb, that trade with Carolina, and this thing looks really, really bad. You don't have Caleb, you don't have DJ Moore, you don't have Torrey Taylor, the MVP punter of this football team. Like, this looks vastly different than what we're looking at. They don't have a right tackle. Yeah. This looks very, very different if not for that one trade. That is his saving grace right now, is that trade. And not just that he got Caleb Williams in it, but all those pieces that he got in it.
Yeah, I think everybody agrees it was, you know, a brilliant move, a great decision by him.
Yes. The best move he's made by far.
In your alternate universe, what do we do with that number one pick?
Bryce Young. We might be looking at Bryce Young here. That does not look good for Carolina right now.
Or does Poles pick C.J. Stroud?
That's another possibility. Yeah. And is C.J. Stroud C.J. Stroud if he ends up with the Bears, or do they break him the way that they've done many a quarterback before him and like they're trying to do to Caleb Williams? Did you have something over there, Tyler? Okay, I thought.
I'm just in agreement. Okay. With you guys. No, you mentioned earlier, I wanted to bring this up. You mentioned it earlier about, I can't judge other people, like what their mindset is. I can only judge by body language. And I think you can kind of tell over the last several weeks, it's just no matter what we talk about, no matter what we think of, I'm just dejected. Like, yes. I truly didn't think the low would be this low. Like, I had a fear, okay, maybe they'd match their win total and underachieve in my eyes, but I never saw this team going on an 8-game losing streak. They very well may hit a double-digit like losing streak this season again. I never saw this with the roster upgrades they made. I never even considered it a remote possibility.
And we talked about that earlier in the show. You want to answer that question? Did you ever see it getting this bad? 312-644-6767. And how fixable is this? That or any other Bears thoughts you have need to get off your chest. 312-644-6767. One more segment to go with me, Rami Makhlouf, and honorary co-host Brian Peronsky, our co-host and winner of our Cubs for a Cure auction, to sit in that chair. You'll have your chance to bid on that very opportunity later this year when we bring back our Cubs for a Cure charity auction. 312-644-6767 if you want to get in on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday, presented by Bosch Power Tools and Busey Bank, and back right after this on 670 The Score.
Let's get
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Back to Plumbers 911 Football Monday with Rami Makhlouf on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app. Plumbers 911 Football Mondays are presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and by Busey Bank.
Final segment here of the overnight. I am Rami Makhlouf along with honorary co-host for the evening, Brian Peronski, the winner of our Cubs for a Cure charity auction. Done a great job. The texts keep coming in praising Brian. Nothing for me. No love for Rami and how good a job I'm doing. Just amazing job, Brian, from the 815 earlier in the show. People just throwing all sorts of love his way. Brian is starting to sound like Rick Camp to my drunken ear, also from the 815. Well,
I think they were talking about Tyler. Okay. So I don't know if that's good news or bad news for you, Tyler.
You have crushed it, though. I've been very, very impressed and very pleased to have you in on the show. So thanks a lot.
Yeah, happy to be here. And I think the reason you're not getting compliments is everybody already knows you're a pro.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. 312-644-6767. If you want to get in on this final segment of the overnight on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday presented by Bosch Power Tools and Busey Bank, just minutes away from Mully and Hall. And they're joined by Olin Kreutz at 7, Dave Wonstedt at 7:25, DJ Moore at 8, Brad Biggs at 9. And we don't stop there. Bernstein and Harris are joined by Anthony Heron at 11, TJ Edwards at noon, Tim Jenkins at 1, and then Spiegel and Holmes. They got Kurt Warner at 3 and Jalen Johnson at 5. So plenty still to come on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday here on 670 The Score. Number of topics concerning the Bears on the table throughout the overnight. Did you ever think it could get this bad? How fixable is it? That and anything else you might want to get off your chest. 312-644-6767. Let's go out to the phones and out to the south side. And George, you're on The Score. What's up, George?
Hey, what's going on?
You?
I'm not surprised it got into this bad. We all knew going down the route and drafting a rookie quarterback, they didn't put the right pieces together. And, you know, they're going to mess up pretty good how they done it all the last couple of years. And now we're back in the same situation. I think Poe's got to go, especially if the Bears lose out for the rest of this month. You definitely got to fire him, just like you fired everybody else in-house, because it's bad, and we definitely need to get it right. now with we're going to be in the same situation of hiring a new coach that to get this thing back into a winning trend, you know?
George, I appreciate the call. And we've gotten a lot of texts, a lot of calls here over the last nearly 5 hours of people saying that same thing or alluding to that same thing, that maybe Brian Poles has to go at the end of this season. And not just fans, not just listeners of The Score. I think that's something that's picking up steam in NFL circles. When you talk to people who cover this league, that they are inching closer and closer to having to at least consider that. And I don't now I think that there's probably just as many people. I'll be here with Hub Arkish on Wednesday night. I think he and others would push back on that notion and would point to all the things that Ryan Poles has done well and where this roster and where their salary situation was when he was hired versus where it is now. But I look, man, when you're a GM, if you're a player, I might be able to look at you over years of losing and go, man, you're just, I see it in you individually and you're putting up the numbers, you're putting up the performances, you're just in a bad situation and maybe you could be better with the right people around you, or if you go somewhere else and go to a different situation. When it comes to GMs and coaches, all I have to go on is, do you win? Do you win? And I didn't expect Ryan Poles to win in year two. I didn't expect him to win a ton, in year one. I didn't expect him to win a ton in year two. But it's year three, man. We're at the end of year three and have nothing to show for it. And as I laid out earlier in the show, there are plenty of organizations around this league that have done it in 3 years or fewer. And there isn't one organization in this league that's in year three of a rebuild with really nothing to show for it and not knowing where it's headed after year three, and a fan base that's happy about it. That doesn't exist. And so I do think it's fair to put that on the table, that Ryan Poles' job performance needs to be evaluated. And if he's the right guy to take them into this next phase is a decision that needs to be made. I don't think that's unfair. I don't think that's crazy or hyperbolic or reactionary. 3 years in is too long for me not to see like real substance in this thing and to have a real good idea of where it's headed and feeling good about it. It's just too long.
Yeah, and I think I've done an hour and a half of optimism.
Yes.
So I'll circle back to where we started earlier, I almost said in the night, this morning, very beginning of the morning.
I do that all the time. Yes.
Which is, I think one, we ought to judge Poles, including his greatest move.
Yes,
we're not
absolutely
going to exclude that.
Absolutely.
But I think if you look at the decision he made, and I've said this a few times, you go back to what everybody saw as a problem immediately this season, which was Eberflus was not the right kind of coach. His hits principle, he wasn't doing it. He was making terrible in-game decisions, didn't seem to know what was going on. And Poles made that decision twice, right? I know we've had people say, well, you know, blame it on the McCaskies, don't blame it on Poles. But look, he's the GM. He made the decision to hire him. He said that. He said it was his call.
Yep.
And then after two seasons, when his greatest move works out so well that he's got the first number one pick overall, one of one, and we've got a quarterback that many people are saying is generational, he's got a decision to make again, right? Do I stick with this guy who really, what did he show that he was a pretty good defensive coordinator last year? Or do I go out? Do I even talk to Jim Harbaugh? Do I look at other options? And he stuck with Eberflus.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, we had George apparently knew we were going to be terrible. I did not. I think a lot of people did not. There was probably way too much hype in the offseason. But what a lot of people did flag is, if we're going to bring in a new QB and we've got a coach in a third year, if things go wrong and that coach is out, we are going to be in a terrible situation that we've seen happen two times before, which is you've got a rookie quarterback who has a new head coach, a new system to learn in year two.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Third offensive coordinator, fourth offensive coordinator, as one keen observer pointed out earlier in the show.
Yeah, and here we are. And so I think looking at that decision alone is a terrible decision. And I think that's enough to say that this guy, you know, has really screwed this up.
I think the evaluation continues for Ryan Poles. Now the players, obviously, and Jalen Johnson said it after Eberflus was fired. He said, look, we're all basically auditioning for whoever is going to be our head coach next year, whether it's Thomas Brown or somebody else. We're all trying to put something on tape that convinces people that we should be here and we should be part of this thing moving forward. So the players, obviously. But I think the day that Matt Eberflus was fired, Ryan Poles' evaluation intensified. He went under the magnifying glass as to, well, what kind of roster did you put together here? We know the coach was a problem, but what kind of roster did you put together here? What kind of culture did you build here? And so far, through two games of not having Matt Eberflus to blame, I think Ryan Poles and the players are looking real bad, and I think all of them need to be put under the microscope, and it needs to be examined, whether it's Ryan Poles or any of the guys on that roster, if they should be a part of this thing moving forward, if they're going to get it right. That's been Brian Peronski, my honorary co-host for the evening. Kudos, my man. You did a great job this evening. He won the Cubs for a Cure auction to be in that co-host chair. We'll have that opportunity and many, many more for you to bid on coming up in the Cubs for a Cure charity auction coming up later this year. Thanks to Tyler Farengol on the other side of the glass. Thanks to all of you for listening and contributing on the phones, the text line, the tweets. We do appreciate it. I'll be back Wednesday night, 6 to 9, along with Hub Arkish. Until then, Rami Makhlouf saying thanks for listening to The Score on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday, presented by Bosch Power Tools and Busey Bank, right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Mully and Haw coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.